Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Mel.
And we are two real life sisters who get together every single week in your feed and talk about stuff. Okay, let me tell you guys the agenda today. Of course, we're going to go through long story short.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to go through Pop the Trunk. We just talked about Black Twitter trends that we will talk about. But where we're going to spend our time today is in white people's business.
Oh,
We going to talk about the white people's business.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about some black people's business.
I was about to say, because we got black people business, too.
And we got some black people business
we're going to talk about, too. We need to make sure we have time for those things.
Yes.
Okay.
So we can go through these quick. Mine, or my long story short, is actually short.
And we don't need to do
And I don't have a pop the... Okay, so we can go straight to Black Twitter.
Yep.
And then straight to these white people and they business.
And
because
the
I... And the blacks. It was a week of just diving into people's business.
It was.
Okay.
You're right about
my
it.
My TikTok is filled with, in case you didn't know this about these white people, this is what you missed in seasons one through.
Did you know? Sorry.
The white people we're talking about is Vanderpump Rules.
Did you know I-C-Y-M-I?
In case you missed it.
I never know what that means. Every time I see it, I'm like, I see you missing in action.
I see you. I see me. Like, I see me.
I know. It's one of the acronyms I hate. But anyway.
You know what one I hate is the TF. Because people include. But the thing is, it no longer makes sense. Like, when I read people's thing, the way they put it in the sentence, I'd be like, but it doesn't make sense, though. I hate it so much. I'd be feeling like somebody's mama. Because I'd be like, "Why? It doesn't even make sense there. Why would you put it there?
That's why it's so funny.
Is that what it is? I feel like I need to see someone reenact people's sentences so I can understand the feeling behind it. Because I'd just be like... What? Why is it in there? I don't understand.
Wait, not somebody said that's like us with You've Got Mail. It's not the same.
That's a great callback.
It's not the same.
That was a great callback. We love a good callback. That was a great callback. Okay, let's start with long story short. Finish Joe's room studs from I don't know what that means.
Oh, I think that was from last week, actually.
Oh, okay, great. This is my real quick long story short. I started getting I called Mel after this and I called Kim after this. I started doing laser hair removal actually before the pandemic, right? I was doing waxing for a while. Actually, that's what happened. I was doing waxing for a while when the pandemic hit. Waxing, obviously everything was closed down. I had moved at the time. We've been moving a lot, but I promise you, this is the last move until I get a bunch of money, okay? I promise you. So we moved, and there was a popular place literally up the street from where we lived, and I started going there. I was telling Mel about it because they were fairly inexpensive. Didn't really hurt. And Mel kept saying, it's laser? And I was like, yes, girl, but it don't hurt. It wasn't that expensive. It was no problem. Okay, we moved from there to where we are now. I said, I'm not going back there. It's not far, but it's also not close. Okay, and I'm just kind of not going to do it. So then a franchise opened close to my house. So I was like, bet, I'm going to go here. I went the first time. First of all, that crap hurts.
That's okay? What the streets say.
They were not lying. I have a very high pain tolerance. I have a high pain tolerance. I have been telling this woman, yesterday was my second time going, I need a break. I did.
And how long does a session last?
So typically, this is why I'm a dum-dum. I decided to do underarms, bikini, full leg.
Oh.
And.
Lasering all?
Yes.
Oh.
Dumb. And.
Oh, yeah.
I got a facial. The images that conjure in your mind when you hear facial is lay down. There's soft jazz music playing.
Cucumbers on your eyes.
There's going to be aromatics in the air.
Aromatics.
Come on. We love aromatics. Lavender.
Yes.
Grass. Lemongrass. All the things. None of those things happened. None of them. She gave me the things to protect my eyes because she was using a laser.
Cucumbers?
No. They were goggles. They were fish eyes. And she's like, it's going to be four passes for it to be effective. I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, it's a little roller. And there's essentially needles on the roller. And And she takes it and she's going over my skin like this. And the point is to basically injure your skin so it can produce new skin. She did 4 times for hyperpigmentation and then another 4 times for like fine lines and stuff. I walked out.
So this is no longer about hair.
No.
I thought it was laser hair removal.
No. Well, they do laser hair removal, but they also do other things with lasers, like facials.
Oh.
Yes. They're just an expert in laser.
God, I didn't understand that.
Yes. So I go, first of all, the lady, the first time, because they had just opened, I was in there like, hey, y'all, how y'all doing? Yes, let's do the thing. I'm excited. She was like, oh, my God, we have a new facial. Like, you should sign up for a 3-pack, whatever. And I was like, I really don't know about that. Like the way this sounds, like, let me just do one. Plus my skin be real finicky. Let me just do one and figure it out. So I walk out after the appointment and I was in there for like 2 hours. And the lady who signed me up the first time was like, so how did you like it? I said, you told me that was a facial.
That don't sound.
It wasn't a facial. She said, I mean, it's not really yet, but don't.
This is a misrepresentation.
It at best, at worst, you straight up lied.
You
and
are
you
a liar.
It was going to hurt. So then I'm puffy, I'm red. You have to get numbed.
On your face?
Yes.
Like needles?
Because it hurts.
She stuck a needle in
your... No, they put a cream on you.
Oh.
So my face is numb. It got on my lips. My lips were numb.
Mm-mm, this is not enjoyable.
I'm telling you now, I don't want to say these people's names, but if you know who they are, do not go. Do not go. Don't get their laser away facial.
Laser away.
Don't.
The facial.
Get it. Dumb. Then I woke up this morning and expected my skin to be amazing after
That's
all that.
That's what I was going to say. Did it? It
girl, I could have got an IV for all that.
Oh,
at least that don't hurt.
Hello?
I could have got an IV. I could have had a V8. I could have had a lot of different things.
A V8 like the drink?
Yes, because that was not worth it at all. My skin don't look no.
It looks good. I mean, it does. It does look good.
It
Give it some time.
It.
Exactly. Give it good answer, Cam.
That was good a good answer, Cam. That was a good answer.
You got to give it some time?
You're supposed to do 3 sessions. I bet you I won't.
I was going to say, how often are you supposed
to? So you're supposed to go the laser is like every 6 to 8 weeks. So I guess maybe on that same cadence.
Okay.
I won't be going
Amen.
Back.
Amen. Wait, you're not going to go back at all for the any
oh,
of
Oh, no,
your
I
things?
Bought all that. That,
oh,
so.
Just not the face.
The underarms doesn't really hurt.
Okay.
Legs don't really that much hurt. Bikini
hurts.
Oh my God.
Worse than waxing?
Oh my
Actually,
God.
Actually, waxing don't really hurt me.
Melanie.
I'd scroll TikTok and it'd be over in 10.
Well, you also do it yourself.
No, I don't anymore.
Oh, Mel used to wax herself.
I did used to wax myself.
I don't.
Greg used to be at the house laughing at me because I would be warm up my little thing I got from Amazon. Sit there and watch.
I'm not doing that. Oh my God. It was.
I'm not doing laser. I'm not interested.
Black woman animator. Yes. Correct. You have the right name. That is it. And it is not. I do not recommend. If they tell you it is a facial, they are lying. It is painful. Like, I literally had to tell the woman to stop a couple times. It was. I said, you numbed me, but like.
But I can still feel it.
I can still feel this.
Is
and
that?
It's 4 times. Well, actually, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, got it.
And it's all over your face.
Mm-mm. I actually don't have a high pain tolerance. So that's not even something I'm interested in.
Don't. I just don't. I can't even to know.
What you got next?
That's it.
Oh,
let me tell this. Our dad just turned 60 on May 24th.
I forgot to call him.
Did you?
He called me literally this morning, and I was like, hey, Dad, I didn't call you on your birthday.
No.
And he was like, it's okay, Mel. I said, Daddy, I am so sorry.
How did you forget?
It was 2 days ago. I don't know. I had like some
Shame
other
her.
Calls.
Shame.
No,
Shame.
I felt, I was
Shame.
Like, Daddy, I can't believe I didn't
I
call you on your birthday. I'm really upset about
yeah,
it.
I
feel
know
like
you
I
are.
Need to like send him something to make up for the fact that I did not call him on his freaking 60th birthday.
His 60th birthday. I can't believe you forgot.
Now we have to do what the story you're about to tell.
So I call my dad. I'm like, you know, happy birthday. What do you want? Because normally I try to treat my parents for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and their birthdays. Like, I really try to, like, give them something like designer, because I know they wouldn't get it for themselves. Mm-hmm. So I've gotten, even Kev's parents, too, I got them, like, these Gucci slides. And it's very, like, you know, it's expensive, but not expensive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, $200-$300, but they're also just a pair of rubber slides at the end of the day. So that is expensive for what they are.
Yeah.
But because they have the Gucci on there, you know, your parents be like, this is not, you know, and daddy be like, I only wear these in the house.
Yeah, but also he's in this new phase of his life where he wants to flex.
Oh, yes.
He just keeps saying, I want to flex. And I'm like, if you don't have a seat.
Him and his wife went to Hawaii. Yes. And he said they're in Atlanta. So, you know, flying from Atlanta to Hawaii is legitimate. That's an international flight. Like, you can go to Europe from L.A. for how long it takes. Like, it's legitimately a long flight. So he's like, man, we didn't get first class. I'm not doing that no more. My dad didn't take a first class trip till Mel and Greg bought him a first to actually, come here.
Yes. But and actually, we just did comfort the first time we just did comfort. And they were like, man, we got leg room. He said the lady came over and he was like, is this our seat? And the lady's like, yes, dude, you want a drink? Do you?
They be funny.
And so now he's just like, we don't fly nothing less than comfort. They can do first class all in, but nothing less than comfort. Except for this trip to Hawaii.
And then daddy, you know, my dad's 60, which isn't old, but it's old, you know?
Yes.
So he don't know nothing about Uber. So we finally get him hipped on Uber.
Oh.
And now, Melissa. They come to my house.
Oh, my.
They pick me up.
Oh.
And I get to the airport. We got him on not global entry. Pre-check and clear.
Oh, man.
His entire
life has been changed.
Life has been changed when it comes to traveling. So now he only wants to Uber to the airport.
Yes.
He only wants to do the, you know, obviously, but the TSA, the clear makes things go by faster. And he only wants to fly comfort or first class. That's his life now. So anyway. I'm talking to him, wishing my birthday, like, what do you want? You know, because I had some ideas what I wanted to send him, whatever. And he's like, you know what you can get me? A tattoo. I want you to get a tattoo. Not me buy him a tattoo to put on his body.
No.
So my dad used to have these things that he used to call me and my sisters, daddy's heart, daddy's angel, daddy's star.
Yeah.
Monique. Tequila has Daddy Star
tattooed on her. She also has like
a lot of tattoos.
10 tattoos.
Yeah, Nick has a lot of tattoos. So now he wants me to get, what are you, heart?
Heart.
I'm angel. So he wants me to get Daddy's angel tattooed on my body. And he wants Mel to get
Daddy's heart
tattooed on her body.
Here's the problem. Do you have any tattoos?
No!
Do I have any tattoos?
No!
Why?
I said, Daddy, you can ask me for literally anything.
I'm not getting a tattoo. I'm just not doing. I have no interest in getting a tattoo. Zero. I love him. I'm sorry I didn't call him on his birthday. I'm not getting a tattoo.
Like, dude, there's so many things you can ask me for, and I literally would give it to you. Why That's on God's it. Green earth
uh-uh.
would you ask for a tattoo?
Why don't you want one, though?
Because I'm. The thing is, when I was going through I'm sick of being a church girl.
Yes.
I'm sick of being a good girl. I'm going to go get a tattoo. I realized there's nothing that I want permanently marked on my body that I'm that committed to. I don't even mean that like shade or disrespect. I don't even want my name on me. Like, I'm not even that committed to Melissa. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. On any given day, I'd be like, that's such a stupid name. Like, why would I get it tattooed on me?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Why don't you want one?
Because of the pain.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not interested in sitting, paying to sit, and all at the end of it, all I get is ink on me.
Girl, no.
You go through pain of labor, you get a baby at the end.
You sure do.
For a long time. You go through the same amount. They be hours. People be in there for hours.
They do.
And they leave with marks on their body.
And that's it. Oh my God, have you been on TikTok?
No.
Have you been on Tattoo TikTok? Y'all, on Tattoo TikTok. There is this girl. He's turning me down. Sorry. There is this girl. There is this girl who got. So basically, the tattoo artist charges you along the way of the process, but it ends up being like $7,000-$8,000. So if you want a sketch, She has like three different things. And if you want a revision, then she charges you extra for that. So then once you agree to that, once you come in, if she can't, I may have.
Okay.
If you come in and she can't do it on that day, you think you've already paid for it. She's like, no, I charge a day rate that's separate from me actually doing the tattoo. So there was these people that like got scammed from her. Mm-hmm. And she was like charging them $6,000-$7,000 for the tattoo. And you think it's only going to maybe be like $2,000-$3,000. It's crazy. Yes, it was a real tattoo.
Fire.
It's really, I don't know how I got deep into
burn it down.
TikTok tattoo TikTok, but it was very interesting. So anyway, that's what Daddy wants from us. We won't be doing that.
Absolutely not.
I actually have an email to myself to remind myself to actually get him a gift because the tattoo won't be happening.
I'm gonna tell me what you're gonna get him so I can. Let's get into
you could get the temporary tattoos that look real.
Amen, Henna.
Oh, like a hint. Daddy probably wouldn't even know the difference.
I was gonna say you do that, take a picture with it, and then it goes away.
Except when he probably wouldn't care after that.
If we just got a temporary, if it was just about like the symbolism.
Oh, amen.
And then we got it off. He might be with it.
I'm not doing that either.
I would get a henna tattoo.
Oh, I would get a henna tattoo. It's not going to say daddy's heart on it.
Oh, I would absolutely. I would get a huge one on my back.
Oh, that's. Man,
I would get a huge.
Those stay on for a while. Henna be on there.
But it ain't permanent. Hello? I don't care if it stay on there for 3 months. Hello. The point is eventually it's coming off.
Exactly.
You're hilarious. We're skipping Pop the Trunk. We're moving to Black Twitter Trends.
Okay.
There is a tweet that has like resurfaced right now, but it first happened in 2021. An HBO intern mistakenly sent like a blank email to like all of their subscribers on the accident. And so they issued a tweet apologizing like, hey, our bad. And then it was like, and before you guys say it, like, yes, it was the intern, but we're like working with them to like work through this.
Oh, so she wasn't fired. She didn't lose her job. That's not actually that bad.
No. But what it spawned was a hashtag Dear Intern. I think it's Dear Intern became the hashtag. And it's people sharing their like work mistakes, basically to be like, girl, I've done worse. So like, you're all right. So anyway, I was reading a lot of people mistakenly don't include L in public and say pubic for a lot of things. It's like when you read the thread, you're like, oh, this is a thing that happens a lot.
I've never had to send an email with the word public in it, though.
I was like, oh, I haven't had to do this. But anyway, so share your worst work mistake.
Okay, my worst. I feel like you've told me one of yours before.
I have two that come. I probably have.
Okay, so my worst work mistake. You guys know I worked in aerospace, right? In aerospace, I was in procurement. And procurement is where you buy parts and then you sell them to customers. So I was part of the company that manufactured the parts, okay? So I'm talking to my customer. This is new, okay? I'm brand new at this company. And parts can take sometimes a year, 18 months, even 2 years to manufacture, depending on how like intricate the parts are, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very new. I put in this huge order. Mind you, because I'm in procurement, we also have like a sales goal, okay? So I put in this huge order of like 300 parts, and it's like $500,000. Like the order itself
is okay.
It's like $500,000. So when we, the parts are finally made and we're shipping it out, we're celebrating. Everything's fantastic. It gets to the customer. They send me an email. This is the wrong part. So the part, let's say it was ABC123.
Uh-huh.
It had like LABC123.
Oh, no.
I forgot the L. Oh. And that makes it a completely,
it makes it completely different
part. And so we
sent
them.
$500,000?
So it was $500,000 that basically comes back to the company as a chargeback.
Yes.
And now we also have 300 pieces of inventory that nobody wants.
Oh, no.
When I tell you when the customer emailed me, I was like, oh, I'm finna get fired.
Are they still in there celebrating? Somebody stop the celebration. Everybody stop. My bad.
Did accounting send the invoice? Tell her don't send it.
No.
Don't send it. Just give it to me. $500,000.
Oh, they're missing your story right
now.
Oh,
they're missing my
story.
Why?
Oh, no.
Oh, they said it's breaking up. I'm sorry. Yeah. So that was my story. I did, obviously didn't get fired. I've never been fired.
Wait, so you had to go tell on yourself?
Yes. I had to tell our sales. I not only did I have to tell my sales manager, I also had to tell the, what was he called? Director of sales and marketing. So I had to tell my manager plus his manager. Because we're not talking about a little bit of money. You know what I mean? We're talking about $500,000. Now, it's twofold. It would be one thing if it was like five parts that were $500,000, it was 300 parts and $500,000.
That's,
and if I, and now this isn't even fake either. The thing is, the they were, it was like a special part. The one with the L, let's say for example, the one with the L, the one that should have been the part number, was a more off the shelf part. The reason it took so long for the other part was because it was a little bit more of a specialty part. So the likelihood of it was bad. Like on every front, it was like, I'm going to lose my job. You about to lose your job. I was thoroughly, and I think the only thing that saved me, number one, that I was new at the time.
Yeah.
Very new at the time. By the time we realized it, I was like, I had already proven myself. I've always been a really good worker, so I'd already proven myself. But in addition, I ended up telling them, like, this is such an easy mistake to make. That we need to do something different to allow people to, it's all coming back to me. The reason why, and this is why it was a specialty part, I didn't know this at the time, but now looking back on it, I'm like, duh. I had to get a manager's approval to enter the part number in there because it wasn't an off-the-shelf part. It was like a custom part. And so I was like, well, if that's the case, then like there just needs to be more like checks and balances. Because as a new person, if I don't know and it just pops up.
Mm-hmm. Right. This isn't a mistake that should be so easily made.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, yeah, Chad, it ended up being, I don't know what we did with them parts. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I was about to say, they probably still sitting in that building right now.
They, and actually, this was the last company I worked for.
Oh, so they moved to Ohio.
So, them parts probably got.
They shipped. They got there in Ohio.
They're probably in Ohio. You're probably exactly right. Sitting in a box. Somebody is wondering, why do we have 300 of these parts and we've never sold them?
And they're like, let us tell you about the time. Yes. Melissa, have you seen her on the internet? Miss Kev on stage. Mm-hmm. She's the one.
Absolutely. 100% by far. I feel like I had another mistake when I worked at banking, but I know I did because I feel it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the circumstances because this like far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exceeds.
My two. Okay. I used to work at CNN. And when I was at CNN, you know the story. Yes. When I was at CNN, I used to program the CNN Go, the digital app. So anytime you watch CNN online, it's on CNN.
Mel has
Go.
Had really cool, good jobs.
I actually really enjoyed that. And so to your point, it was like I was I worked on a team of engineers and product managers. So I would literally be like, since I used the tool program it, I would tell them like, yo, this is a bug. It needs to be fixed. I need like, so there was no other person on that team who like did the content side of the app. They all did tech stuff. So I had to put in, right, like shows. So I forgot why I needed to schedule it, but there was something happening with.
Was it an election?
It was election, but it was with the Bushes.
That's what I'm saying.
But the year I worked there was during the
Obama administration.
No, Trump was, he had literally, I got the job a little bit before Trump
announced.
Maybe
it was because he was a Republican. I don't know why. Yeah.
But regardless, Son Bush, okay, Junior?
Yes.
I don't know the
Jeb
Bushes.
Yeah. The one who
George.
Ran.
George.
The former president?
Daddy is Jeb. Huh.
Daddy is Jeb.
Jeb is a brother. George, it's George Sr. It's George H.W., then it's George W., and then he's got a...
So George W.
Okay.
Yes.
He had did something in which I needed to... We had clipped it, and we were putting it on CNN Go.
Yes.
So I had got all everything. I got my title ready. I got the image ready, cover art, all of that. And I just simply hit, like, submit. Go out into the world. Go show everyone who's on this app this thing. I did that, and then the next day, I think, okay, I went into work, and I realized that the cover art I put up
was Daddy Bush.
It was the wrong
And it
Bush.
Was about Son Bush. And it was a whole face image of Daddy Bush sitting there. It was wrong. And it is on CNN.
Yes.
The place that you would think would you go to for the correct
news.
You're
going to go for the news.
It was wrong, okay? So if any of y'all ever seen that, that was me, my bad. I just went ahead and changed it. I didn't even tell nobody. I'm just going to go ahead and change it. They're engineers. They don't know anything. I'm just going to change it.
Oh, my God.
I text y'all.
Yes.
Like, y'all, I just did the wrong Bush. God. That was the first one. The second one is when I was at Netflix, and our VP had put on, she had invited us all to like a summer fit thing at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And so the invitation had just came out. And so what do I do when I'm finding out that we're going to go to the VP's house for a summer shindig? I Google her address because I want to know how much it costs, right? So I'm like, so nosy. I'm looking it up. I'm on Redfin. I'm like, oh, she lit her. I'm being nosy. So then I sent it to one of my colleagues. Like, look, this is her house. We going. And then I needed to send an email. And... You know when you send emails, you like, you link stuff. You're like, here is the thing, right? So I did here, and then I put paste for the link.
No!
The link was to her house. It was the Redfin. It was the Redfin of her house. I sent it to the whole team. I was like, somebody on the team emailed me like, Mel, check you're here.
Check you're here.
I was like, oh no, she knows I was like, oh, my house.
That is the best.
I was so embarrassed. Oh. I just sent a following up with the correct link. Because I was like, I don't even have nothing to say. The reality is I'm that nosy. Yes. I don't get to go to fancy people's houses. You're the VP. You're making so much money.
That's fantastic.
If you're wondering if I looked up your Redfin, yes, girl.
You have a nice house.
You have a nice house. Thanks for inviting me. Don't pull the invitation, please. Well, now I know. I'm going to stalk you.
I already got the invitation. I know where you live. I'm going to just pull up. You can remove my invitation if you want to. I'm still showing up.
Oh, my gosh. I was so embarrassed.
That's hysterical.
Somebody said, did you recall it? Here's the thing.
It was gone.
I don't ever recall any emails because the thing you know about recalls is anytime you see somebody recalled, you go hurry up and try to read it before it gets gone. So I don't believe in that. I have every time I see a recall, I'd be like, ooh, hold, anybody read what it said? Anybody go check it. Go see what it said.
I do that. You be more intrigued. Not you deleted it. What was there?
So obviously I wasn't supposed to see that.
Hold
which
on.
Means I need to see.
Do you do that when someone, I edit my text messages more than anybody I know, but do you go back to see what the edit was?
No.
Oh, I do.
Well, I didn't know I could.
Yeah, girl, you can hit that edited button.
Oh, well,
and
this
it'll
is,
show you the.
This is about to happen.
I was talking to Monique. I didn't know you could do this. She said that when men show her, like someone she's dating shows her a picture, she'll hit the edit and it'll show you if it's been edited. So she can see if they
Wait,
trimmed.
Wait, the photo too?
Yes.
Oh,
I didn't know what? That. And so you can see if it'll revert back to an original. So one of her dudes, she realized it was cropped.
Oh, my.
I said, it's one thing that it was cropped. I understand. But I didn't know that was a function.
I didn't know either. You
yes.
could do that.
I didn't know you could do that.
This is hilarious.
They said they checked the edits on Facebook. Yes. I
oh,
didn't
that's
know.
That's funny.
That no, is child. So freaking hysterical.
I didn't lose my job at that point. That I kept my job.
She kept her. They did. That is so funny. If you go to, let me see. Oh, we can go to the next one, right? Okay, that is hysterical. All right, next.
Okay, let me tell y'all. Let me just say about YSL really quick. There have been literally zero updates for YSL for the last 2 weeks, and people are upset, not just like nosy people like me, but like legit. The attorneys and people, because it's already going to be a really long trial. And so to have no progress, but the reality is they're doing some jury selections, but also I think like this is a judge who handles more than just this case. So he also has other things to do. And so they're just have like
been no updates. They yesterday, and I think some today, he was putting together the calendar for when some of the motions that are up, when we can expect them. So I think June 5th, I believe, is going to be the date of, you know, Young Thug's brother who got arrested. Mm-hmm. And so he violated his probation, parole, whatever it is. So he, since he violated it, he has, it's not even a motion. I think they have to figure out what's going to happen to him now. So I think that's on June 5th. And then the date for Young Thug's motion, which his is for bond, since it was previously denied, that one has to be set. I think they were thinking the week after. It hadn't been completely set. There was, he was like figuring out dates.
Oh,
so
someone said that judge is the judge for one of her cousin's cases.
Oh, really?
Oh. Is he petty all the time?
I know. Give us the tea.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, that's what I'm waiting on right now is for the calendar of like important dates to be aware
coming
of
up,
so I can be tuned in for the motion. So that is where that is. But in the meantime, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of context on what I mentioned briefly, the MGA. It's MGA. I think I said Mattel. It's MGA and T.I.
Oh,
trial that is happening.
The Bratz dolls or something?
Yeah, OMG.
OMG.
Yes. So quick context. To set it up, okay, because they are doing closings today, and I'd imagine they will probably have a verdict next week.
Oh wow!
If quickly,
and we think,
I think that
the T.I. is going to win.
I think so.
They're going to win.
I think so.
Good for him.
So context is this is actually the second trial for this case. It, the original one, there was a mistrial back in January because for two reasons. Something was leaked that wasn't supposed to be to the jury. So they heard
they gotta
that.
Get that leaks under control.
Yeah. But in addition to that, MGA's attorneys had T.I. I think it was. Oh, no, it was Zonique. They the attorney, I believe, is a white woman. Her name is something Keller. And she was questioning Zonique, who is Tiny's daughter, oldest daughter, questioning her about some of her lyrics. And so in questioning her, the lawyer repeatedly says the N-word. And so there was a lot of controversy, naturally, because she's repeatedly saying this in the courtroom. And they're like, this is just not appropriate.
I was about to say, what?
Yeah. So there was a whole lot of stuff that happened with the first trial, ended in a mistrial. So this is the retry of that situation. That said, there became some restrictions about what could be said, obviously, and what would be allowed in. And so the judge decided that any questioning about like T.I.'s past history lyrics kind of thing would be limited to 15 minutes. And that I think there's some restrictions on the language, obviously, like what you'll be able to reference. But the reason that it has to be brought in is because
what's the connection?
MGA's claim or their position is that, have you met T.I.? Why would we ever? We are kids' company. Why would we ever base dolls off of someone with a past, a criminal record like his?
Ooh.
And so that is basically like, girl, we would never.
Yeah.
Okay. T.I. and Tiny are like, have you seen the dolls? Because they look just like the OMG
dolls. I understand what you guys are saying. However, this doll looks like me.
Literally. So I'm going to have to send the editor the images to show the before or like the dolls
doll versus
and the girls. So just so you get a little even more context. So in order to prove that, right, what's important here is the creative director seeing the design boards. Seeing the inspiration, seeing
I was just
how
about to say
you
that.
Guys came up
to,
with these dolls.
Yeah.
And so we want to see the design board. So they have the creative director come on the stand and they have the design boards there printed. What's repeatedly asked is, was T.I. is T.I. on your board at all? Are the OMG girls, was any of them at all any inspiration for this, for the dolls? They say, no, no, creative director, no, 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 we would never, have you met him, girl, no. And then they put the design boards up and there's an image of T.I.
Of course there is, because probably what happened is in a room full of white people, they don't know who T.I. is.
And so the creative director said, is that T.I.?
Yes,
don't even know him.
Exactly.
I use that image for the necklace. You see his necklace? That's the reason he's on there.
Exactly. Y'all just Googled things, didn't know who he was, slapped him on the board thinking he's some random, not realizing he is T.I.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all done messed up. Then he comes in and sues, and y'all don't think, can we make sure that he wasn't the thing? Y'all just think, no, that was random. No. Girl, yeah. Bye.
So then, and what's important is why this is a case of T.I. and Tiny versus the OMG versus MGA is because they, I believe, the trademark is owned by T.I. and Tiny. And that is why this is their case. The girls also had very distinctive hair colors and very distinctive looks. They had very, like, distinct, like, characters kind of within that group. And so when you look at the images, did I leave them up for you? Because I wanted to.
I didn't know these were the OMG girls.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
So Zanique has, like, green hair, the other girl, purple hair, pink hair, and then the OMG dolls have those color hair. At one point, the Zanique looking doll had a boyfriend, and the doll's boyfriend, Zanique used to date the guy from
Mindless Behavior.
Mindless Behavior.
Shut up.
The boyfriend in the dolls has a boyfriend that looks like the guy from Mindless Behavior.
Oh, y'all bye.
In addition to that, Zanique's character has a mom who is named, as far as the OMG girls is concerned, the girl's mom's name is Major Lady. I don't know if you know. Tiny's name on Instagram is Major Girl.
Oh, God.
And Major Lady, the doll, is a part of a four-girl singing group.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you know Tiny, but she was a part of a group called Escape.
Y'all gotta go. Bye. Yeah, this is open and closed.
So their claim, MGA, is like,
this is all a parallel universe. Literally. We just happen to have all of these things in common.
There was never any confusion. No one in the market was ever confused in thinking that our dolls were associated with your group.
Stop.
And you guys are wild. They literally were like, you're a small little group. Like, nobody even knew who y'all were. Like, ooh, girl, the fact that you guys would fake that our fans.
Not their audacity, talking about their audacity.
Meanwhile, in their design board, and they had emails, internal emails, in which they are literally like, these dolls are marketed towards black girls.
Shut up.
Black
Shut
kids.
Up.
So to say that, and then say that this little group, when meanwhile OMG Girls was a massive group. Oh. And who were their fan base?
Black little girls.
So to act as if there's no crossover there?
Stop.
Wild. So anyway, they're suing. They're T.I. and Tiny's suing for $100 million. And it's based on the revenue that they are saying MGA got from the dolls because they are saying that there was confusion within the consumer market that people thought that those dolls were associated with the girl group. And they had witnesses come on the stand to say, like, no, we absolutely thought that this was the same. MGA said we did a market survey and there was zero chance of confusion. So all of that to say, I think that was all the like major points I wanted. There's something I'm missing that I was going to say and I can't remember. But all of that to say so it's about the infringement, right? The lawsuit is T.I. and Tiny are alleging that MGA infringed on the trade dress, which is basically their trademark for the look and feel of the actual OMG girl. So they infringed on their trademark and they misappropriated the likeness of the group OMG girls. So they are closing today. Actually, they said that they'll probably hand over the case to the jury around 1 or 2 o'clock. So in another hour or two, they will have the case. We'll wait for
they
a verdict.
They gonna win that.
I think they gonna win.
Yeah, they gonna win
that.
Yeah, they gonna win that.
Stole my whole flow,
as
in Soulja Boy. Yes, somebody put out a comment. So anyway, there's your little court tea. Since I ain't got no YSL for y'all, I'm sure whenever the verdict is announced, I'm sure it'll be all over the internet. I'm sure all the bloggers will be posting
it.
So
yeah.
I give you a little bit of context, so when you see the results, you'll know what's going on.
I didn't know you had Hillsong Doc on here. I watched it the other day,
girl.
I know the best. I was telling Kev about it. The best part about it, though, was once
what's his name? Carl came on the screen.
Yes.
Everything before that, I had heard before. I listened to a lot of podcasts about it, whatever. I don't really care. Hearing from him. Did you believe him?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know about Hillsong. I watched this whole thing without context.
Really?
I was like,
you don't remember when Justin Bieber got baptized?
Kind of. Oh. I remember Justin Bieber got baptized.
I didn't know
it was behind this big church and this big man. I was like, ooh, what?
Yeah.
So I put it on because I was like, oh, somebody on Twitter mentioned Hillsong. Let me like watch it. Then I was like, oh, well, this is interesting.
This is a whole fallout.
That's...
I was struggling to figure out, because what I feel like I learned through the course of the documentary was that his name is Carl, right?
It is. I'm pretty sure.
Carl Lester. What's his name?
Lentz.
Thank you. It's on Hulu?
Hulu. I watched it on Hulu.
I think I did too. Yeah, Carl Lentz. I was getting a feeling that he was really good at pretending. And so I was struggling. I mean, he kept saying his tears were real, but I do get the feeling that he knows how to he's play. Very charming.
Yeah.
And he knows how to turn it up and the emotions and evoke whatever he's trying to get from people. And he kind of says it like, I was manipulative. I really shouldn't have been in that. Like, whatever's in you gonna come out, whatever.
Yeah.
But in his kind of turning point, I was like, oh, I don't want to question if this is authentic.
Oh.
And so I just found myself asking myself, do I believe this? Like, I know he's being honest. Well, if I believe he's being honest and how dishonest he was then, it makes me question how honest you are right now, or later on, we're going to find out that you know, and I hated that I was feeling like that, but I couldn't help but think that.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I believed him now, but I probably out like I'm being naive, because what you're saying is a good point.
No, I think we should probably give him the benefit of the doubt, though.
Wow.
I think people deserve grace.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was interesting. Okay, let's get into these white people's business.
Do it. Okay, so Vanderpump Rules, the reunion came on. And?
Did you watch both parts or just the one came on?
Just the one so far.
Okay, good.
There's a part two coming.
There is a part two coming.
It ain't out yet.
It
was like Andy was like, hey y'all, okay.
So first of all, you need to shut up. You're not a victim.
You're not a that man was like, I am so
stop crying.
Why are you
man
crying?
Up? Why are you crying? You're not
I was
a victim.
Like, oh my the god, way, you're attacking that man.
This is my thing.
Immediately.
I want friends like their friends. 100%. I want my friends to stand up for me the way that man couldn't get one word.
They were mad.
James with his sassy self.
Oh man, that was a time. It was a time. He is upset. You would think he got
so
cheated on.
He was so angry. Like, he was ready to fight him. He got up 2-3-4 times.
Yes.
Like, sir, relax.
I need you to bring it down. Bring it down.
This was the funniest part to me. All them white people are trash.
Yes.
All the white people, what you call it said, what's his name? Andy said, ain't none of y'all blameless. You cheated. You cheated. You cheated. You the only one that didn't cheat. You cheated. You cheated. You cheated. You cheated. You cheated. I said, now wait a minute. Not y'all being in a room full of cheaters and y'all got the nerve to, and just so you know, we're not friends.
Listen. Adults, like, putting a stake in the ground to say that, like, our friendship is over because of what you did to her. I'd be like, all right, everybody relax.
Oh my god,
this is so,
it's so
it's
damn.
Like I'm on those vibes, because I also be like, oh, if that's my friend, we don't like you together, so like I understand.
Man, I needed
but
you
like,
for the couple's sake.
Saying it out loud,
girl,
together
multiple times
with like, we are not friends.
We are not friends.
It is giving preschool.
In addition, like, y'all have cheated. Everybody has cheated.
All of y'all.
None of y'all should be friends with each other, because the reality is, at any given point, one of y'all could cheat on the person I'm with. So, like.
And y'all probably have. The reality
legit.
Is, this is probably not the first person that did this within y'all group.
No. And y'all talk about, yeah, but it wasn't the best friend. Yeah, but so this is the thing. Y'all are all still cheaters.
Right.
I can't be his friend because my integrity. Where was it when you cheated?
Exactly. Let's talk about integrity.
When you let's cheated on your
that.
Boyfriend, okay, let's not talk about the friend.
No.
Your actual boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What was your integrity there? Do you mind telling me where? Because I just want to go and find it.
Them people
had nerve.
A lot of it.
Then
it was hilarious.
Tom, friend Tom,
mm-hmm.
Shorts, I think
Shorts.
Is his last name. that baby need new friends.
I agree.
Because him and Sandoval
aren't good friends. When did you find out? January, June, May, April? What did Sheree say? Spring, November, summer?
Yes.
Spring, summer, November.
September, spring, summer.
When is she by Sheree?
September,
the
spring,
same
summer.
Time this when he told
it's
about
exactly
cheating.
Right.
Okay, everybody get their lies together.
I said, as long as Tom and Tom have been friends and lying, yes. Y'all didn't pre-pro? Y'all didn't have a pre-production meeting about the lie?
There's a very basic rule about lying. You got to be consistent.
Come on.
In order to lie and be
this
believed.
Man said August and Sandoval said January.
Very different.
It would be one thing if somebody, if you know, July and I said August. Okay. Fine.
Sure. Summer.
January and August?
Very different.
Y'all lying. And what that really mean is
the earlier time
he
frame,
knew January.
100%.
You knew in January.
You knew this whole time.
Yeah, you knew this whole time. Cut it out. Yeah. They are all, James is sassy. And that man, your poo-poo head. Yes, yes. I said, then he was getting a little beside himself though, because he told Lisa, I don't want to shut up. Ain't this her show?
Yes.
Ain't her name the on way, the title card?
The way they talk up to her.
I personally would have did, what's Shaquille O'Neal's wife's name?
Shawnee.
When them people was acting crazy on Basketball Wives, she said, oh, you're fired.
She said, I usually don't pull that card,
listen
but
to me.
I will for
but
you.
But I will.
So.
Keep talking to me crazy if you want to. Not when the title card literally says Vanderpump.
My name?
And that's my name? And you going to tell me to hush? Oh, no. That's not going down like that.
Wait. I think Andy asked the girl who got cheated on. What's her name?
Alyssa. Anaya.
Something like that. Okay. So they
Ariana.
Asked, Ariana. Asked the girl if she would maintain a relationship
yes.
with Lisa, and she was like, no. And I said,
it was so confusing to me.
Don't
this was confusing to me.
Whoever writes my checks, you got a friend
listen,
in me.
I
you got a friend
you.
In me.
You got a friend
there
in
it is.
Me.
There it is.
You got a friend. I promise you.
You got a always. Amen. As long as you are
don't
signing,
understand.
We are friends. So yeah, that was I don't
the
know
white people
about
do
that.
Stuff differently.
Very
because the black version of Lisa would have cut all the cameras off.
Yes.
She can collect her last check. He
Amen.
Can collect his last check. And he can collect his last check.
I've been watching Martha's Vineyard with some black people.
Oh, I heard it's good.
It's
somebody
also you saying on a black people's version, so my mind went there. That wouldn't have happened over there. You should watch an episode or two.
What is it on? People keep saying I need to watch
it. It'd be coming on right after Vanderpump Rules. It's
oh, but I watch
same.
It on Hulu.
Hulu probably going to want to serve it to you. You probably just ignored it.
Okay, then I'll watch.
Because I'm sure they serve it to you because that's how I found it.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
They'd be like, girl, you're going to like this if you would just sit down and watch it.
I need
and to. And I'd be like, off Hulu, off. It's,
oh, they said so on Bravo 2. Okay, I'm going to watch it. Okay, and then let's talk. Are we done with these white people? We gonna
yes.
watch this next
part
too.
Watch part two.
We'll watch part two and come back because these white people. Somebody DM'd me today and said, "Girl, I started season one. You should too.
Oh,
it
really?
Is so good. Literally today was in my DMs and was like, girl,
it's good.
You should watch it.
I might.
I don't know if I'm gonna be committed though. So then we have Black People Tea.
Yes.
Y'all, Danaya Jackson.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Well, we didn't talk about it, and I'm very curious to hear your thoughts.
Danaya Jackson sat down. I know I literally was like, we need couches where we
yes.
can stare at each other. Danaya Jackson
yep.
sat down with Dear Future Wifey podcast
yes.
For about 3 hours.
It was long.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she sat down and she went through and gave a lot of context. So
she
if you
did.
Remember when this first came out, and it was during the Love Hour days, I was like, not too much on Danaya. Like, legitimately, the only time I really was like, now, girl, is when she did the...
When
she cursed people out. Mel just told me about that a few weeks ago. And I would actually say that would be my only ought with her this go-round. I wish she would have apologized for cursing people. Instead of talking about it was hyperbole, y'all are mad because I use the Bible, y'all are mad because I know how to pray. I wish, that's the only thing I wish she would have said.
Okay.
Like, low-key, I was out of pocket. I was, you know, I was new to Christianity.
Yeah.
You know how folk be.
Yeah.
I've met those super saints when they first
saved and stuff, and they got all the things, and they want to curse people and condemn them to hell and throw the Bible at them. Like, we've met people like that. That was the only thing. Everything else provided that I feel like that woman was brainwashed. Mm-hmm. I feel like she had that, she was gaslit, manipulated,
yes.
and had her, all the trauma with, you know, the big R that happened to yeah. her. And it, honestly, they should have never got married.
Never got married.
Yep. So I just felt like it provided a lot of context. I feel like, I told y'all it was a beret.
You stupid.
I told y'all it was a hat and not a bonnet.
It looked like a bonnet to me.
I told y'all it was not a bonnet. The only thing is, I'm going to tell y'all this. I went through the other day. Her husband emailed us at the height of Love Hour and wanted to be a guest.
Really? Why y'all said no?
Because I never liked, when I and this is what happened. If y'all remember on the Love Hour, I used to say it all the time. I don't want men on my podcast telling single women how to get women.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not my vibe. Yep. And ever since then, I've stood by that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him and a couple other folks.
Amen.
Have wanted to do the Love Hour podcast.
The one who died?
I'm not. No. Oh. I was done with it by then.
No, I mean, but when he was alive.
No, well, no, no. Oh. No, I was done with the Love Hour by the time he was kind of in
coming
the
rise. Oh, got it.
I think I was. Even if I wasn't, I would
okay.
never.
Okay.
But around the time, if you go back,
yes,
okay,
yes.
if you go back to Love Hour days and you listen to around the time that I would be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
I never said a name.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you correlate it to some of the people that were rising in the ranks,
uh-huh.
then was the folks that was asking to be on my platform. And I was like, yeah, no.
No, thank you.
Because also, they'd be the same folk that would email and talk about, hi, Kevin, can I?
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile,
and you know how I feel about that.
Amen. Amen.
Your options are to address the both of us.
Amen.
Or your options are to address the both of us. That's it. That's all. That's it. I'm so sorry, but you're not going to ask to be on a podcast.
Yes.
That's like emailing me a mail to be on this podcast. And unless the email says Melissa at, then you need to say Melissa and Melanie. Hello.
Hello.
Host of this platform.
Hello.
Otherwise, it's disrespectful.
It
and
is.
It's especially disrespectful when a man does it to another man and he dismisses the woman, because now I'm feeling very triggered.
You know, I have that story that happened to me.
Who?
You remember that happened at work?
Who?
You don't remember that story?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to tell it quick because I just want to get back to it.
No, go to your thoughts afterward.
Okay. To the point you're making. As a creative executive, when I was at Netflix, and as a Black woman,
uh-huh.
creative executive, which for a little bit of context, if you don't know, a creative executive is essentially like an executive producer of a
show.
Not
essentially,
okay?
Is.
We didn't get that title because Netflix, the thought, and many companies even outside of Netflix, is they would rather tie a show to a company versus to an individual. And so if you begin to get credit, then that becomes your show versus like you work at this company.
The individual
and so,
starts to be bigger than the brand.
Exactly. So we didn't get credit. But what you act as is an executive producer. So I have the power when I was employed there to literally, you pitch me a show and I have the power to say, this is a good idea. We should spend some of this company's money on making this show and bringing it to the platform. Okay. So like that is literally the kind of like power and influence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I have judgment that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that said, and even as humble, and I can be very like, oh, okay. But the reality is you should address me as such because
mm-hmm.
you can pitch me and I can say yes to your show
mm-hmm.
or I can say have a good day and you will never, ever be able to come and pitch me again. So it would bother me if I'm in a room with me and other executives and only the men are addressed. It is something she and I have in common because it's disrespectful.
It's so
okay.
Disrespectful.
And there's an assumption being made that the men have in the room have the power and the women do not. That's why it's a problem. So I get a LinkedIn message from an independent producer who is like, hey, I know a lot of people on your team. You and I have never met, but I know a lot of people on your team would love to meet with you. Before I even can like get a proper response, I see a meeting on my books with me and another exec. It was me and two executives. So a total of three of us with this guy who has messaged me. So instead of responding, I'm like, oh, I don't even need to respond because now he's going to see my name on the email.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to make the connection that, oh, perfect. I don't even, whatever. So I didn't, and of course, I'm like, when he comes in, I can be like, oh, you messaged me on LinkedIn, whatever. So I never respond to his message. We end up having the meeting. He is so disrespectful in the meeting. Never addresses me, looks at me, like only very clearly speaks to the men in the room, the men executives. They're doing their whole thing, and I'm just kind of sitting there like, oh, okay. We are in, I think.
Oh, I do remember this.
I'm trying to remember if it was virtual, if it was during, I guess it was probably during the pandemic times, maybe. So I don't know if it was a, I don't remember. But regardless, he does not address me. A couple of days later.
Yes. This is
he sends me a follow-up email on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And is like, hey, following up, just wanted to say that, like, I know he's like rude. I know the people on your team. Here's a list of them. I just don't understand. Would love to have a meeting. Would love to connect with you. Would love, like, please, you know, respond. Like, those are the vibes. Like, I can't believe you haven't responded to me.
I know people on your team and I can't even get to you, basically.
I respond to him. You actually pitched me last week. I was in the meeting with X and X. It was great to meet you. And then he says, oh, I'm so sorry.
So out of pocket.
You think I've ever had a meeting with him ever again?
So out of pocket.
Hell no.
So out of pocket.
It was so, it's like, drives me up a wall. Oh. It was so, it felt really great to be like, oh, now you see the ass that you've made out of yourself. Have a good day, sir.
And anyway, because you never know, that's like,
you never know.
You just never know. Then we can get back on this. Yep. We've had a conversation with, I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she would want me to, but a really big influencer who has a brand. And she says anytime she goes out to like manufacturing plants and stuff, they address her boyfriend. And she's always like, I am literally the face of this brand. Like literally, it is my face. He is here because he does tech or, you know, whatever he does kind of in the background. But like those, like, obviously she's going to include him, but like, you should like,
you
should, at the very least, address the both of us.
Absolutely.
Having a conversation that where there is an assumption.
Who, girl?
Oh, it drives me insane.
Same, girl.
Mm-hmm. Same. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if it was, if she's talked about it aloud. So I'm still not going to say her name because, you know, I don't know. But who Amelia said in the chat is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, but bringing it back to, say her name again, Danaya.
Yes.
Okay.
I was about to say Ariana.
My views, I do agree with everything that you said. I'm going to have thoughts. Number one is that podcast host. Listen, as a person who is a podcast host now, having people talk about you be so annoying. I am recognizing that I am doing that. Okay. But also like, I'm not doing too much. The point is not to like do too much.
Yeah.
But there was a couple times where she brought up like Derek's book and he was like, oh, what was the name of the book? And I was like, well, did you look them up?
Oh, yeah.
And then he says at the end, there was another point that I was like, I feel like you should have did some research before you had this woman on your podcast. But I was a little annoyed.
He also, people didn't like him also laughing.
Oh, I didn't mind that.
So I didn't either. But to your point, so to the point of I do that sometimes, but I often do that for the audience.
Oh.
So my assumption is that maybe people in my audience are unfamiliar with this person. So I want you to have an opportunity to tell them.
Got
about
it.
So I'm not saying he's playing ignorant. Yeah. I'm just saying that could be attacked. Because I know I literally will do that. Like, oh, yeah, tell me about the podcast or whatever, knowing that I know about it. But like, maybe this person. And so you don't have an inside conversation to an audience member who doesn't, who's
understood.
Unaware.
Understood.
Just maybe.
That just didn't feel like the vibes. But understood. That was my first thought. The second one is that I agree. The fact that she told the story as like, I was this ugly duckling and he's this like football player jock. It immediately, I was like, oh, is this intentional? Is he a manipulator?
Let me tell you the other thing just right on this point.
Yeah.
Did she come across as, I mean this in the most respectful way, okay?
Yes.
But sane?
She came across as emotionally immature to me.
Really?
Yes.
Say more about that.
She comes across as still very naive, still very like, I don't want to be insensitive, but I also recognize the relationship I have with church, so this can be coloring it.
Yeah.
But her leaning on Christianity and God and Jesus, and her making everything about a spiritual attack and warfare, to me is like, oh girl, you still have a lot of like growing to do.
I agree with that.
The fact that like she got with him at 19, so young, and right after this very traumatic thing happened, and now you're with him and he's already a manipulator, I just feel like there was a failure in growth. Like she got stunted.
So,
and so her ability to like not only articulate, but like understand what is happening, like on a bigger level. I just don't feel like it was like it was there.
So I'm going to agree with you, and maybe from a different lens.
Okay,
I'm going to agree with you.
You say words better than me.
No, because I agree. Well, I but maybe this is maybe not what you mean. That's why I'm like, it might be different. I think that she is a babe in Christ. I don't think she's emotionally immature. I think she's new in Christianity.
I think both.
So you can't. That's why I said we may not agree on that. The reason why I say that is because new Christians are that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
New Christians, everything is spiritual warfare. Yes. New Christians, everything is an attack.
Yep.
New Christians, everything is. And you be like, ooh, girl, you so spiritual. You worldly. No, what's that saying? Worldly, no good. You spiritual, no good. I can't think
I
of it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Which is fine. Listen, y'all don't got to agree.
Uh-huh,
I mean, agree with me. I'm just saying that, like, I do. She does have a. But a master's in divinity mm-hmm. is not maturity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Christianity.
100%.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think she knows, and low key, even some of the stuff she knows, it's very like, it's like when someone has book smarts but no common sense.
Uh-huh,
you
uh-huh,
know?
Uh-huh.
And that's what I get her. She's heavenly minded, no earthly good.
Yep.
That's how she comes across
yep.
to me. She is super into, and this was a spiritual attack.
Yeah.
And I felt like God told me, and da 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 da. And sometimes you'd be like, even with me, I was like, ooh, girl,
mm-hmm.
this is a lot on it. Like,
yeah.
sometimes you just, it's not always all of that.
Yeah.
Not that it's not always all of that, but sometimes it's not all of that.
I agree.
So I found her to be more of a babe in Christ than I found her to be emotionally immature. But
got
keep
it.
Going.
Got it. And I complete, she definitely gave those vibes. But the other thing that like struck out to me is that at one point the host said, if he had come to you and said,
yep. Me and
Kevin, this is
about
what
this.
I want to do. So, and this is what it is. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to be a present husband, present father. I mean, as much as you can be, I'm going to do all of this, take care of you financially, yet I need you to be okay with me having sex with
yes.
as many women as I want.
Yes.
And she said, no. Show me in the Bible.
Yes.
Show me that scripture. No,
yes.
no, 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 no.
Yes, me and Kev had this
and
exact
yet,
conversation.
And yet, that's what she subscribed to.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, girl.
Yes.
The fact that you haven't yet put together that you said no when it's asked directly, but when it wasn't, you were complete. She at one point said, I willingly participated in seeing
several
girls when I went from his house down and there was another one. We were passing
each other
in the stairwell.
In the stairwell.
Is that not
literally being complicit in this behavior as basically a concubine in his?
You agreed, girl.
Absolutely.
That was the agree. You
which
agreed.
Is why it was so. Yeah, she agreed.
So the fact that I was like, oh, I don't. Again, there is. I will say, I was very happy to hear her perspective, to hear her side.
Mm-hmm.
It was very the fact that she was able to talk about so much and laugh about it and do it so openly. Because some of that stuff, I might have not said it, girl. I would have.
When
still,
she talked
the
about
the embarrassment would have prevented me from being transparent.
Are you talking about the
a lot of, even more than that?
Say more.
You're saying, am I talking about her watching him having sex and then wanting to like replicate that?
It was
that?
Just the watching it like that. But yeah, keep going.
I feel like there's so much that the embarrassment of it, like.
What time you got to pick up the girls?
Oh, I got 10 minutes.
Okay.
I wouldn't have been honest about it personally.
Mm.
So the fact that she was, I was like, oh, she has like grown.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing to see. I just think in some other ways. Right. There's just more growth to do, obviously.
She has definitely more growth to do. But I also agree that the level the level of transparency that she demonstrated to me was also a reflection. Because I believe she is in such a different place that I almost believe in talking about that. It's almost like she's disassociated.
Oh.
Because the laughter on some of the stuff, I mean, it was heavy, but I was like, oh, maybe it's a coping mechanism. I don't know. But I was like, oh, she's laughing about this. She's talking about herself in this way. There was one time she got a little bit emotional about it, which was sad. But like all of that together, I'm like, oh, I wonder if she really is looking at herself in a way of like, I can't believe that was me.
Right.
And so she's got able to keep that distance from herself because she's not ready to. She said she's not ready to date no more. Mm-hmm. She said, I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson. I'm not ready to date no more. I'm not doing it no more. It was just a lot. I appreciated hearing her side because I will say that despite me never thinking she was crazy, right? I went real light on her even at the time because I wanted to make sure that, because I actually felt like this at the time, everything became misdirected. All the heat should have been at him.
At him. 100%.
He was the butt wipe. He was the a-hole. He was the one that cheated. He was the one that forced her into the spotlight. And she never asked for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead of us focusing on that, we're focusing on how she looks.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
When he dragged her in. And it was just so unfair because that's what we do to women.
100%.
Women are always criticized by their looks.
Every time.
And it was just so unfair to the point where the host, I think his name is Latarius, was like, I got you a makeup artist. Yeah. I got you because I don't want nobody coming because it's a distraction.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. It was a distraction from the point, which was him. All of that to say, she looks. Oh, no. So all of that to say, because she was in that state and now hearing it, it's like, oh, girl, you was going through it. I literally do think you was going to lose your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. I definitely believe maybe you was a little bit suicidal. Like everything she was saying.
She 100, said that too.
Yes. Like. 100% believe. And so since then, I feel like every time I've looked at her, I'd be like, I just wonder if all of your marbles are present.
Oh, got it.
I just a little bit, like I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
And so hearing her speak so like sanely is literally the only word I can think of where she was like coherent and like present and was like fully aware of what happened. I was just like, oh, you were just in a really
bad
dark
place.
Spot. Yeah. Like you were in a really, that man put you through it.
Yeah.
And instead of us, meaning the collective, jumping on him, we jumped on her and only compounded pain that we didn't know she was sexually assaulted.
No.
We didn't know that she was pregnant at the time. We didn't know they just came from
PTSD.
Had terrible postpartum depression. Postpartum. Like we didn't know all of that. Not that we needed to know,
right.
But all of that is happening and we're compounding because her butt wipe of a husband was sloppy and cheated and forced her into the spotlight. And we talking about she got a bonnet on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's why he cheated. Why is that her fault?
Yeah, yeah.
That he's an a-hole.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
That's what was, and that's why I do too. But that's why I still give her, I still end up giving her grace. Because she didn't ask to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
He did. And then this other thing that pisses me off about him, and then we can go because I know you got to go. This man created an entire character.
Girl.
An entire character as the good guy. The guy women want.
Which is wild.
And was the exact opposite. And it is one thing, okay, if you come into this person that is the Derrick Jackson that we see online and the fame and the notoriety gets to your head and you start cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
This man was cheating from the moment.
Habitual cheater.
They got together.
That's why it feels manipulative.
And that's why it feels manipulative. Not only to her, but even to us.
Yes. Yeah.
Got on here.
Like you're a con.
You are a whole entire con artist.
Yeah.
You conned her. And to be honest.
Your audience.
We in a bonnet with her.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you followed him and you liked his content, grab your bonnet.
Amen.
If you shared his content, grab your freaking bonnet. Because you know why? You got on her.
and you want to call her stupid, and you want to say she was manipulative. And guess what? You sat up here and believed every word he said. Changed your life looking at the videos of how that's the equivalent. She was over here looking at videos of him watching people have sex, and you were sending it to your girlfriend and applying it to your life, trying to change who you are to attract a man that's a hoe. Y'all be nicer to that woman. I said what I said. Y'all be nicer to that woman. Amen. That's the crap that pisses me off. It pisses me off. Same thing y'all, and I'm going to say y'all, did to Jada.
Pinkett Smith?
Yes. I hate when the world turns on women.
I do too.
I can't stand it. It's Jada's fault that Will Smith went and cheated? Absolutely not.
He cheated?
Child, whatever they got going on. Well, and what I mean by cheated is that's the narrative that's perpetuated.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know one way or the other, but the narrative that's perpetuated 100%. Is that she's controlling, she's this, she's that. They did that apology. That's why he looks so sad, because of her. If y'all don't go on and shut up and stop, be pissing me off. All right, I'm done. Whatever they got going. That's allegedly. Thank you, Passion for God, girl.
Your daddy said he still want his forever tattoos.
Daddy said it. I still forever want my tattoos, daddy. Hi, daddy.
Well, that's, grab your bonnets for the benediction.
Yes, grab your bonnets, your books, your bags, and your belongings. Okay? I will forever sit on this platform, my last thing.
No, go ahead.
I will forever sit on my own platform and tell y'all when I fall short. I will forever sit on my platform and tell y'all that I don't cross every T and I don't dot every I. I've been very transparent in the Love Hour. It's almost too transparent, and I give too much, where I don't give myself enough grace, and people be looking at me cock-eyed.
Yeah.
But guess what? You know who I am. Mm-hmm. You know who I am. What I won't do is sit on this platform and put on a caricature of who I am for the likes and the opinions and the comments of others. So like me or don't, I am who I am. And that's it. That's all. That's all you're going to get. And we show up on these platforms and we want to applaud these people who put on a facade and a mask and pretend for you to like them.
Amen.
I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. So like me or don't. I can be finicky. Yes. Sometimes I like people. Sometimes I don't. Correct. That's it. That's it. That's all. I think way too much. That's my truth. I do. I think way too much. But I'm going to tell you, that's what it is. So when you come over and you meet me, I tell y'all all the time, you see me like this as Miss Kev on stage. If you see me in the street, you may not recognize me, because I'm going to be in sweatpants.
Every time.
I can't be a fashion influence because I don't care about fashion all the time. Because I am who I am. And I'm not going to pretend for y'all to my detriment. I'm not finna pretend for y'all. Thank y'all so much. Grab your bonnets, your books, your bags, and your belongings.
We'll see y'all next time.
And we'll see y'all next week.